The Magi come to worship the Lord with gifts that proclaim him as king, priest, and sacrificial lamb of God. The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew.
Glory to you, O Lord.
When Jesus was born in Bethlehem of Judea, in the days of King Herod, behold, Magi from the east arrived in Jerusalem, saying, "Where is the newborn King of the Jews? We saw his star at its rising and have come to do him homage." When King Herod heard this, he was greatly troubled, in all Jerusalem with him. Assembling all the chief priests and the scribes of the people, he inquired of them where the Christ was to be born. They said to him, "In Bethlehem of Judea, for thus it has been written through the prophet, 'In you, Bethlehem, land of Judah, are by no means least among the rulers of Judah, since from you shall come a ruler who is to shepherd my people Israel.'" Then Herod called the Magi secretly and ascertained from them the time of the star's appearance. He sent them to Bethlehem and said, "Go and search diligently for the child. When you have found him, bring me word that I too may go and do him homage." After their audience with the king, they set out. And behold, the star that they had seen at its rising preceded them until it came and stopped over the place where the child was. They were overjoyed at seeing the star, and on entering the house, they saw the child with Mary, his mother. They prostrated themselves and did him homage. Then they opened their treasures and offered him gifts of gold, frankincense, and myrrh. And having been warned in a dream not to return to Herod, they departed for their country by another way. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
Any of you here who watch some of the Turner Classic Movies or maybe the American Movie Channel probably have seen a movie that comes out every year at this time entitled The Bishop's Wife. It's an old movie from the 1940s, but it comes every time, many times at this time of year because of the theme of the movie. It tells the story of a bishop of the Episcopalian Church who is given the task of building a new cathedral. He gets so caught up in that work, in that task, that he begins to forget other important things. He's neglecting his family a little bit. He's forgetting some of his other responsibilities as bishop. But he recognizes he's going off course. So he prays to God that God help him to get things straight, get them right. The way God does that is by sending him an angel to work with him. An angel in human form. A man, elderly man, by the name of Dudley. Dudley the angel. So Dudley works with him a bit over time, you know, and it becomes, it's part comedy, part drama, the movie. But the reason it comes out at this time of year so often is that one scene in the movie takes place on Christmas Eve. In this scene, the bishop goes into the pulpit to deliver his Christmas sermon. But the sermon has been written by Dudley, the angel. And I'll paraphrase a little bit of that sermon. Bishop says, "On this crystal clear night, we hear the cry of a child, and we rejoice. We see shepherds come. We see wise men bring him gifts. And in imitation of those wise men, we exchange gifts with one another. I give you a sweater, you give me a book." But here's the thing, the bishop continues. "When you take down your stockings this year, did you put up a stocking for Jesus? Do you have a stocking up for Jesus? After all, it's his birthday. Any stocking for Jesus?" Then he goes on. Interesting little thought though, right? How many of you this year put up a stocking for Jesus? No stockings for Jesus in this church. Well, understandable. But suppose you did. What would you put in the stocking? What gift would Jesus want from you? You know, the wise men, when they bring their gifts, gold, a gift for a king, frankincense, a gift used by a priest in offering the gifts to God, myrrh, a precious oil that was used to anoint dead bodies. By bringing those gifts, the wise men were saying that this baby would be a king who would be a priest by offering himself. That's what those gifts signified. But what would we bring to Jesus as a gift? What would you put in Jesus' stocking if you had one for him? You know, several years ago, there was a song written. You hear it at Christmas time off and on. You don't hear it as much as maybe other Christmas carols or other Christmas songs because of the nature of the song. It's not quite as filled with the, the joy and conviviality of the season. But some of you might remember the song. It's entitled My Grown-Up Christmas List. Remember that song, any of you? The singer allegedly is singing to Santa Claus. And the singer says, well, now, when I was a little child, I used to sit on your knee and I'd ask you for all these various things. But now I have a different Christmas list. Here's the Christmas list I would ask for now. And the singer sings these lines. No more lives torn apart, that wars would never start, and time would heal all hearts, and everyone would have a friend, and right would always win, and love would never end. My grown-up Christmas list. I wonder whether that might not be exactly what Christ would ask of you and me to put in his stocking. Those kinds of things. If we were giving him a gift to put in his stocking, would that be what he'd ask for? No more lives torn apart. You know somebody whose life's in shambles? What could you do for that person? That wars would never start. Where's their war, so to speak, in your family or in your place of work or at school? What could you do to heal those wounds? And time would heal all hearts. Who do you know who has a broken heart? Could you help heal it? And everyone would have a friend. You know somebody who's lonely, alone? What could you do for that person? In the name of Jesus. And right would always win. You stand for truth, you stand for right, even when it's inconvenient. And love would never end. Are you a source of love and peace and compassion in the name of Jesus to those around you? See, those are the kinds of gifts Jesus would ask of us, I think, that we put in his stocking. So here's a suggestion I have. Maybe next year I'll run a test and see how many people do this. Put up a stocking for Jesus next year. And do this. Everybody in the family, write a little note to Jesus, telling Jesus what you're going to do for him during the next year. What you think he wants you. It's you now. What do you think he's asking of you in the next year? Something concrete. Put it in an envelope. Put it in the stocking. When you take the stockings down at the end of Christmas, everybody take their own note out. Nobody reads anybody else's note. You take it and put it someplace where you look at it two or three times a year. And ask yourself, am I following through on what I gave to Jesus? Am I following through on what I think he's asking of me? Remember, Jesus is God's gift to us. He comes to us unmerited, undeserved, unable to be earned, with God's love and God's mercy and the promise of eternity. What does he want back from us? The gift of ourselves. Doing these kinds of things. May God bless you.